Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Other Page Radio, WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. My name is Haywood Fennell, Sr., and I am here today, and I'm so grateful to be here today, and I have a lady friend from Whittier Street Community Health Center, and you know how I love Whittier Street because of the legacy of the work that they do. Not that they did, but that what they are doing and what you can expect. And I have a lady here today, and she's going to tell you her name, and we're going to talk a little bit about the great work that Whittier Street is doing for community health. I'm so grateful to have friends over there. My guest today, tell them who I'm talking to, please.
Hi, and thank you, Mr. Haywood Fennell. The honor is all mine. Thank you, and what a wonderful introduction. My name is Christine Pagirillo, and I am the Vice President of Programs and Social Services at Whittier Street Health Center.
Folks, I gotta interrupt you, folks. I gotta interrupt her. She's got a smile and a style. Did you hear what she said her position is? She does that job. She makes it happen. She's a part of a team that is concerned about the health care and services needed for us to be number one.
Thank you, Mr. Fennell.
I'm just
You're
like,
too kind.
And, I ain't too kind.
I'm very appreciative. And the fact that you mentioned it is absolutely a team. We work under the helm of our CEO and Whittier Street. Like you said, there's a legacy, but there's also very much about what we do in the present. And we're also looking forward to the future. So we're constantly working to meet the needs of the population.
Okay. And I just want to thank you for saying those few words that they don't know the power of articulation when it comes to being nowhere to all of a sudden through hard work and coordinated by the president, Frederica Williams, to be able to say, we can do this. Because
absolutely. It's that attitude of, yes, we can.
Yes, indeed. I mean, you got a lot of programs over there, but before we start that, I just want to say 617-427-1000. Does that number ring a bell to you, Christine?
It sure does.
What is that?
The fact that you have it memorized.
Yeah, yes. What is that number for, please?
That is our main number to 1290 Tremont Street.
What kind of
program?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We also have our satellite clinic on Blue Hill Ave. So we have two sites. And as Mr. Haywood said, we have a lot of programs and services, but 1290 is our main site. And the 617-427-1000 is our main number here at our satellite site. It is one of our, it's a newer addition, but it's been in the community and serving the North Dorchester area for some time. Mm-hmm. And we also have a school-based clinic at Boston Day and Evening Academy.
So, see what I'm saying, folks? We got to talk to this lady here today. I'm so proud that she's here today. I am so happy that we have a dignified program in our community that's dealing with not just health stuff, mental stuff. We're dealing with food care. We're dealing with as much as we can see, and then some that we can't see is on the line to be taken care of. I'm telling you. Christine, how did you get this title that you got? Program creator. Where did that come from? Was that your job when you first came there?
No, I've actually been at Whittier for 19 years.
Go ahead.
I've been at Whittier for 19 years, and I started what I really feel has been my, you know, adult career after graduate school. I came here as a social worker in the behavioral health department. You spoke of something just a second ago, you know, what we see and what we don't see. Mental health is near and dear to my heart. I entered here as a clinician, grew into the manager of the department, and then grew into the director of the department. And then in the 4 years ago, moved into the position of vice president of programs and social services. You know, 19 years, it really does feel like a blink of an eye when you're passionate and you're here to serve the clients and the patients and anyone who walks through our door. It really has been such a wonderful blessing to me to have landed at Whittier. So I'm very thankful to be here speaking to you, but I'm also very thankful of the work I get to do here.
You know, you know, Christine, that's, you know, people don't understand that we look for results. In the 19 years that you've been there, and the movement that you've been involved in, getting results that are so encouraging, it's got to make you feel like a superstar.
Oh, gosh, I don't even think about me. You know, like I said, I'm very proud of what I do. And when I get an opportunity to talk about it, sometimes I'm like, wow, it has been 19 years and going on 20. Mm-hmm. But it's not about me. It's about the work that needs to be done.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I genuinely love and care about my clients. And I think that that's what's allowed me to move into the position I'm in, Mr. Haywood. It's that, you know, working directly with the patients, hearing the needs and understanding all of the barriers that exist to keeping people healthy and getting people healthy.
Right.
It's really helped me understand the types of programs and social services mm-hmm. that are needed. And I know there's so much more that is needed because the climate around us is constantly changing.
Right.
You know, I think that if I didn't have that direct contact with my patients over the years, I don't know if I could be being as effective as I am now. I hope mm-hmm. I'm effective as I am, you know, in my job, but really understanding the social determinants of health. We use that term here a lot because Whittier is so much more than just a health center.
Right.
I hope people can feel that the minute they walk into the door.
Right.
You know, we also provide, assistance and support in areas that prevent people from keeping their appointments or staying healthy. You know, it's very hard for a medical provider to focus just on diabetes or treating a diabetes with somebody if they don't recognize, well, that person doesn't have food or that person doesn't have access to healthy food.
Yes.
Or a gym for exercise.
Right.
Or, you know, fresh produce at a garden.
Well, let me
so
just
these
interrupt
are the things...
you. Let me just interrupt you because one of the things, Christine, you might agree with me, is that when a person comes for help, there is an experience that they may have had some other place that makes them reluctant to really talk about themselves, you know, so you can gather information for treatment modalities, you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to Whittier Street, it's not always for one of them functions y'all be having, because I'm a client over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the people with their babies, with their elders, or between that, come in for care. I see when the COVID was coming out and then we went to the next level, I see how Whittier, mounts the attack, you understand, on whatever the issue is. And it's like capsized in care. I mean, inward care spiritually, you know, that's what I feel when I go there. You know, and it's contagious.
Hmm.
It's contagious, folks, that when you go to Whittier Street, you know, I'm not trying to capsize anything, but you could feel a difference. You could feel it.
And I love hearing that, again, coming from someone who, like you, Mr. Haywood, like you said, it's We can't speak of it until we experience it ourselves, right? And the fact that you've received the treatment and the care here, and you're our talking billboard about this place. I don't even know if I'm doing it enough justice compared to your words, but
You
it's that
know,
passion. It's
it's.
that passion.
I'm
And
a.
I think
I hate to keep cutting you off, but I'm gonna get you back on. But let me tell you something. When you see the outreach workers engaging people in the street, boy, that's something to see there, boy.
absolutely.
I'm telling you,
And I
man.
think that, and that's where our work, like I was, just speaking to that, our work isn't just inside this building. It's not just in our satellite clinics. Our work is in the community. The outreach workers are our unsung heroes in this building. And I'm so glad that you've actually highlighted their work in the past. I know a lot of the team has been on your program to and had the opportunity to talk about what it's like, really meeting people where they are. I can't, again, take credit for any of that. This outreach and the idea of being in the community has existed long before my time here. And so the fact that we keep it going with our outreach workers, but also with our mobile unit. You mentioned COVID, and oh gosh, the fact that, this is during the onset of COVID is when I stepped into my position, Mr. Fennell. So talk about a transition. It was going from behavioral health to the programs and services that were needed at the most dire time. We had to figure out how to bring health care and social services to the community when there during that time when no one was leaving their house. There was so much fear.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, folks. Before we go to break, I gotta say something here. Anytime you have a team, there's a certain amount of coordination that you gotta have. Now, these outreach workers are part of the team. And sometimes they maybe have to sit down. I don't have the exact structure of it, but this is what I think. The outreach team, one of the things that they do is they share with the team members that's in the building what they see, what might be a concern. And people begin to listen to the concern and mount a strategy to deal with whatever it is that the outreach worker sees and to improve our community care system. Whittier Street Community Health Center is the premier health care provider in the city of Boston based on their history of development. She said that they have a satellite in our community on Blue Hill Avenue, and we got a pharmacy on Tremont Street.
Yes.
They was talking about closing the pharmacies, and Whittier Street is opening pharmacies. What about that? We'll be right back.
Like
This
you said,
is
it's
The
like
Other Page Radio. My name is Heywood Fennell, and we will be right back after these PSAs. Thank you.
The Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program Company welcomes those seeking to learn about theater and performance. We offer classes that bring out your talent and improve it. Want to get involved in theater production, acting, or singing? Then you can visit our website at theomtc.com. That's theomtc.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You know, we're back again with The Other Page Radio. This is Heywood Fennell, your host today. You know, I'm so glad to be here today. Today is Media Day, and we got Whittier Street Community Health Center, represented by my good friend, program director, program creator, friend to the community, Miss Christine. Say that last name for us, Christine.
Hi, Jarillo.
Jarillo. I just want to say something before we get back into our conversation regarding Whittier Street and my deep appreciation for their sensitivity for veterans. Veterans are an overlooked community resource who went into different countries to serve and fight for freedom and democracy for other countries. And some of the encounters that went down along with seeing people die, blown to pieces, children over there scared, and, you know, all of that scenario of drama and trauma and coming back, the inability to deal with it. Whittier Street made space and a place for me to begin to talk with the president, and they are welcome now to Whittier Street to get the care and the services, along with the sensitivity, that is needed when you deal with people that have seen things that they can't even talk about, not even with their wives, and they run around and they become self-medicators, addicted. And we have people at Whittier Street that care about our veterans. And I just wanted to say that, Christine, because it means a lot. And one of the ladies that was over there on a volunteer basis is no longer with us. And that was Elizabeth Beth Williams, a good friend of the president and a good friend of the veterans. And I just wanted to put that in there. Because veterans, we need sensitivity, we need care, and Whittier Street is there. I got to get back to Christine because I want to talk about the youth development program that they got over there.
Thank you, Mr. Fennell. And again, the work and the and continuing with knowing the needs, and you said the word trauma, you know, really understanding the impact that that's had on not only veterans, but, you know, just, again, the Black and brown community in this area. And now with also with the newly arrived migrants who are here, really having that compassion and understanding of the impact of trauma and knowing that people, again, do things you were mentioning, you know, self-medication, and really understanding that there is another way and there is support out there. You know, I think that when we talk about mental health, there's still, unfortunately, such a stigma when it comes to seeking mental health services, when mental health is something that basically impacts, you know, every other person. We all have mental health, but when we talk about a mental health condition, it's, you know, there are ways to stay healthy and to heal. And we are here for that. You know, one of the programs, one of the things I was talking earlier about was barriers to care. You know, we know that there are wait lists to get to a lot of services. One thing we've tried to do to prevent that, especially when it comes to substance use, we've created a drop-in substance use group. It's every Monday. You don't need a referral from a doctor. You don't need to jump through a million hoops to get to a group. If you're ready and at any stage of recovery, and that's why it's called early support and recovery. We want people to have access to services when they're most in need.
Right.
And so Mondays on the second floor in the behavioral health department, we have a substance use support group. And all are welcome. They just need to stop at the behavioral health front desk before 10 o'clock. I'd say come at like 9:45, and our front desk will take care of you from there.
Sister Christine, could you just go back a minute and tell us, our listeners, about the overall of the treatments that are available with mental health. You know, you have so many different kinds of departments in dealing with people with mental health, not just substance abuse, you know, abuse, physical abuse, domestic violence, and all of that. And I know that you deal with that. And I want you to say something about that, and so people will know that, you know, this is available for you. Because a lot of times people are being abused and they don't see it. They don't recognize it, you know, with a black eye, and they're saying that he loves me, you know. And we need to be aware that these things can be stopped, but we have to get some help.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Our behavioral health department our behavioral health department consists of therapists and psychiatrists. We also have a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and we also have a high-risk case manager, because we know that there are a lot of, again, needs beyond just clinical needs, and we work as a team to treat these things and address these issues. When we talk about the services, we offer individual therapy. We have adult, child, family, and substance use services. So we do provide individual therapy. We provide family and even couples, if people need couples treatment. We also, after you see a therapist, usually that's the first line of, if anyone is new to the process, you meet with a therapist, we get an idea of what the needs are, and we do a formal intake assessment. And during that time, with the clinician and the patient, the individual, we work on a treatment plan. And really, we're here to support any individual in achieving their goal. A lot of the times that treatment plan can look as something as what could seem basic or seem simple, but we know that there are symptoms that interfere with someone achieving those goals, like literally getting up at a certain time every day or keeping their appointments. Sometimes the goals are as simple as that, but we identify all of the barriers to helping that prevent people from getting there. And a lot of the times, you know, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, like you mentioned, trauma, that really impacts someone's functioning. Yes. So not just their thought process, but their functioning as well. Right. So we come up and help with strategies on coping strategies, activities that improve people's ability to engage in everyday tasks, and also knowing that the therapist also helps with getting the referral to the psychiatrist, because sometimes people are able to achieve these goals with just a therapist. Sometimes they require medication management. And so we do the referral. We have all of that in-house here.
I can see it. I can see all that is helping. I can see a person that once they get, I don't want to use the word hooked, you know, but once they get involved, I can see that all happening, Christine. And I want to thank you for just telling us about that area right there. That is so important, because you said it, the area that you're located in, it has so many destructive personality variables, you know, and people have to grow up with that. You know, and I think about meeting the young man that's working with youth development, you know, and the fact that the youth development program is at Whittier Street, and that there's a lot that they can learn from just being in that environment that kind of sharpens the insert of knowing that you can do better to deflate that other wheel of self-destruction that they're not getting. I'm just speaking in a metaphor, you know, trying to get our listeners to understand when you see kids happy, that's a reward. Mm-hmm. When people are dealing with issues that come up in the home, how they're spoken to by their parents, one of their guests of their mother, you know, talking to down to them and stuff, and having a place that they can go to and be around people that have similar problems or issues and be able to talk about it. That's the first stage of getting rid of something, you know, so you can stand up. Because right now you're bent over. And over at Whittier Street, what I saw was some happy kids. They didn't, I didn't say totally happy now, you know, because they're growing up. You know how kids are, you know, so. But those that have those issues that start at home, Christine, you're doing a great job.
And again, it, and it takes that, you know, it it does take courage. It takes a little bit of faith to just walk through the door. And it's hard, you know, the idea of, you know, we understand the challenge of being a therapist in a community that has in a way sort of developed, you know, a mistrust. And we understand why the mistrust is there. You know, there have been trusting figures in people's lives that have hurt them. And we understand that as a therapist, that we can't expect someone just to pour their heart out when we meet them for the first time. And so, like you said, really having that compassion, that understanding, there is something about cultural humility and cultural responsiveness. You know, it's really understanding and getting to know the community. So we also know that the you know, if I'm hiring a staff member, I need to make sure this is someone who's aware of the impact of community violence on and you know, not having access to resources, and, you know, just recognizing that that's part of the work we do here. It's not just about treating the one thing that may be walking into the room, the one, you know, the one symptom. It's, right, you know, if we see someone, if we see someone without a coat, you know, we need to get a warm coat on them. You know, we need to, we need to make sure they have, you know, access to food. We need to make sure people understand exactly what a doctor is saying
to
them.
I got another one here. You know, a lot of times people with issues, mental issues, and we all have mental issues, folks. You think you ain't got none, bro? You better talk to Christine over there at Whittier Street. Because people say, I don't want to go there because I don't want nobody to think I'm crazy.
And also
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, really, you know, that idea of connecting with someone, Mr. Haywood, you know, the idea of when you're encouraging people to talk, because that is the thing, if they don't let it out, you know, just being able to help people understand that therapy, you know, the idea of a safe space can be really scary for somebody or intimidating to somebody, you know, just having a lot of time just dedicated solely to them, you know, that for a lot of people is what they're really terrified of.
Yeah, you know what, Christine, I'm going to tell you something, right? If you're in a place for a sustained period of time and you hear a thumping or a drum beat for that period of time, that whole time, you know, and then all of a sudden it stops. You're going to feel funny. You know, and so when you decide that you want to make it to Whittier Street because you got a sound that won't go away, and once you get involved in Whittier and that sound does go away, we can work with you. We can work with you, and we want to work with you.
And like you said, it's really being aware that something different doesn't mean that it's bad, right? And it's you can have, I think sometimes for folks, like, depression is comforting. It's what they know, but it doesn't mean that it's the only option for them. Being worried all the time, anxious all the time, having a million thoughts go into your head over and over. When you, like you said, cutting out that noise, and when you realize, wait a minute, wait, what do I do with the silence? You can learn to embrace that, because we can define that as, and help people see that as peace. You can see it as calmness. You can see that as, you know, clarity.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, it's just, it's where it's different is why it's scary.
Yeah, we are today promoting our good friends at Whittier Street Community Health Center. If you need to 617-427-1000. Somebody will get to you. Believe me, they'll get to you every time you call, too. I know that they did for me. And this is The Other Page Radio, WBCALP 102.9 FM. And we got a little while to go here, but we want to bring you something, say something to you.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
Boy, I love them commercials, but we got a commercial here, too, that Christine just brought with her about the substance abuse gathering. Was it said on Mondays, Christine?
The drop-in group is on Mondays every morning from 10 to 11.
Okay. What do we expect over there when they drop in on them like that?
Well, and the group is called Early Support and Recovery. Okay. So it is a group that really is for any stage of recovery. If someone is even just thinking about it, if they want to learn more or even don't even recognize that, I don't even know if I have a problem with drinking or substance use. It's a lot of introduction to what misuse can look like, treatment can look like.
Right.
Because again, stages of recovery for everybody, you know, maybe at different points in their journey, but just having a drop-in forum for people to get more information and to really know what to expect from treatment.
I
think Mr. Fennell, you've been mentioning it over and over. People have to be ready.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be ready, man, because I remember that day. About almost 30 years ago, Christine, I was over there in Brookline, and I was just tired. I was tired, everybody. And I said, I got to get some help, man. And so when I did go to get the help, I went to the VA hospital in Jamaica Plain. I share this story all the time. And the nurse said to me, the intake nurse, taking the information, she says, "What's different this time, Mr. Fennell?" Mm-hmm. And I said to that nurse, I said, "This time I want to live." I realized that I could no longer be stronger than the drug. I was just gone out of my head. Jailing and failing was my name. Going to prison was my fame. Split from my family, now back with my family because I've been able to, you know, like the old timer says, stick to my guns. But I cannot tell you folks how much Whittier Street has helped me with my self-esteem. See, because if you're an addict like I was, notice that I said was, my self-esteem didn't register too high. I was living a lie, and I didn't want to live that lie anymore, but I had to make a decision. Is this the point for you to jump off? You need to think about that, because on Mondays around 9:30, you can go to Whittier Street and start your process. That's not everywhere, friends. That's not everywhere, but they right there for us, man. You don't have to be active. You could be trying to stop from being active and get some word of confidence that keep you on track for that day. Because they say a day at a time. But with me, it was a second at a time. There came a time when I no longer wanted to be a slave to my grave. We got so many things that we could live for to make our lives better, and it's right there, What's the address on Tremont Street, Christine?
1290.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And we got a satellite where?
Oh, my goodness. 278 Blue Hill. I hope I got that right. Oh, no. I will get that.
Look, look. 617-427-1000. Everybody running around, they got a cell phone. Everybody got a cell phone. But it's really a hell phone if you don't use it to get some help and you know you need it. Help is available. Help is available. I mean, they got a leadership over there and they got a partnership in the community that has grown as a direct result of commitment to better caring for our people, black and brown. Nobody matches that record. And they're not out to try to set any records, let me get that straight. It's a lot of humbleness over there. You don't see people frowning up when you're coming in there with a problem. They're sitting there because they're part of a team to solve things for you. And them people don't be running out and running in. They stay for their appointment. They stay because they know that they're going to be respected and cared for. That's what Whittier Street is all about. This is the Other Page Radio. My name is Haywood Fennell. I'm just trying to share some good news about places in the community. And today our guest is a special lady. Let me tell you something, folks. I went over there. I was invited to a Black History Month event. And it was community. I've been over there to senior citizens meeting. It was community. I went over there to youth development. It was community. I talked to the outreach workers. It was the community that Whittier Street has built. And the lady that's been there almost 20 years is my guest today. And if you didn't get the phone number, here it is again for Whittier Street. And I love this number. 617-427-1000. Christine, can you tell us about the Men's Health Day Awards?
Absolutely. The Men's Health Summit is coming up in June. And thank you for bringing that up. And also, again, just thank you for your very supportive and kind words and really recognizing that Whittier, we're only who we are because of the community that we serve and the fact that we know that there is choice out there. We know that there's a health center and hospitals and other places, but people choose to come here because they are treated with respect. Like you said, Mr. Fennell, the idea that when we were talking about mental health especially, we treat people and welcome them at whatever stage in their life they're in. And that's really important. And for me, recognizing that after all this time, that matters to people. When you see patients that have been here for, longer than I have, again, I'm going on 20 years, but we have patients that were, born and, they were coming from pediatrics all the way to adult, all the way to geriatrics are here. And that speaks volumes. We do these events. You were mentioning our Black History Month. Our we just had our Martin Luther King event in February. We do a lot of our events to celebrate and to recognize and to bring people together because the word community is so, so important. We can't do what we do without the community. We do it for the community. And our Men's Health Summit is another one of these examples. Every year we have a Saturday in June that we designate to highlight champions of the community. And we have health topics that are discussed because, again, I know I'm not trying to put any stereotypes, but I'm a female talking to a male. We know with male trying to encourage men to come in to take care of their health can be a challenge. So we have a summit just for presentations and workshops just for men, targeted to men, but also understanding that youth and their children and the wives, the families, they're all a part of this system. And And men impact the people around them. And so we have this health summit. And this year, we do know it's June 22nd. I'm not ready to announce any of our champions or the agenda just yet. But we do know June 22nd, it is coming. It's a Saturday in June. We do this event from 10 to 2 at the health center. All are welcome. You don't have to be with your patients. But if you're curious and want to learn more about Whittier and learn about some topics, if you're a man, woman, a child, you're welcome to come to learn more about what we do.
Let me tell you something, Christine. Let me tell y'all something out there listening to us today, because I know you're listening. You listen to my, when you're hearing the good news, we want to hear good news. We don't want to hear no stuff. I am one of those that received that award. And, you know, when you go to my house, that award is up there on the wall. And I'm the one of the guys that, you know, like sit on the sofa sometime. I fall out on the sofa. And when I look up at the wall, I see that award. And I'm telling you, I have been inspired with Whittier Street's leadership and what they have done in this community. I remember when they were in what was the state registry building. They had one of those floors, and there was a consistency there, a character for caring that was developed. No matter what other people said, and you know, there are some haters, but I'm gonna tell you something. When God is in the mix, you are not in a fix. That building was just a step in the right direction. Because when I looked up, they done poured the foundation. And then I looked up again, and the building was up. And I looked up again, and the building is in other parts of the city. That's Whittier's story. You know, we don't complain. We use the energy that complainers use and convert it to problem solving. That's what I got out of Whittier Street. That's why we have invited them to be our guests, because you need to hear about the work that's being done. If you don't put nothing in the pot, you can't take nothing out. Now, they did the thing with the COVID, the second phase of the COVID. And I'm telling you, man, I was there. And I remember, Christine, a lot of people, just for y'all too out there that's listening, the first time around, a lot of people were scared to take the shot. They were scared. I took the shot, but I it was too late. I already got it. I caught it. But when that second phase showed up, boy, you could hardly get in that building. Them people was up in there. The ones that didn't want to come before, they was in there. Because they knew that Whittier knew what they were doing. And Whittier Street is consistent, persistent in creating outlets for improved health care. Look what they're doing. They got food down there now, Christine.
Absolutely. Our food pantry is open to all the community. You know, again, in the midst of the pandemic, before the pandemic, we opened the food pantry in 2018 as an emergency food pantry for patients. And we, again, did a wonderful job taking care of our patients. But during the pandemic, when we realized food insecurity was affecting more than just who we were serving in our health center, we opened it up to the community. So we are open 6 days a week, and we actually opened on Saturdays, offered Saturday hours because of the demand. And again, we can't talk about health without giving people access to food.
Let me tell you something. folks, you got to really, I mean, you know, we're not competing with anybody. But if you want to get the best service, you go to the best place, right? That's all I got to say about that. We're talking to the program creator, a vice president at Whittier Street. And she has been one that has created and worked with for creation of health care. And let me just stop here a minute. Because if you've never been to Whittier Street and you got a problem with health, or you think you got a problem, physical or mental health, go there. Get treated right. You're not just a patient. You're somebody that we can help. And we do. And we do. When I saw those vehicles, Christine, that y'all got now,
our mobile health clinic, our mobile health services program, we bring services to the community. Like you said, Mr. Fennell, the idea that, you know, we started with, you know, a small van for outreach, and now we're a fleet of four vehicles, and the idea that one of them is a giant mobile health clinic, which has two exam rooms, a lab. We bring this, it's the size of an RV, and we bring this healthcare to people because we know there are barriers to getting here.
When I saw the thing that said mobile health clinic, right? I said, that's big, devil. That's what we need. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lord, I said that. I said it. You know, because I know nothing good comes from the devil. Everything good comes from the Lord. You know, and you guys are like, psh. I'm telling you, man. I mean, you know, you think about vehicles when they're doing war. Tanks and all of that stuff, you know. And then when I see the Whittier vehicles, they fighting a war too. They fighting a war to get people to understand that they don't have to be sick, that there's a place where you can go and get services. And that's for veterans too. You know, that's for people that have mental health challenges. That's for people that might have something wrong with the breathing and need to take a place to go and find out. You know, something might be wrong with your little baby that you can't tell it, but you could get told if you go to the right places, right in your community. We've not always had this kind of treatment in our community, and so don't take this for granted. This is work. Planning is work. That's what they do at Whittier Street. I was at there, Christine, when Carmen Fields, they gave the book away and stuff like that?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Black History Month. Yep.
I'm like, okay, so look. There was a presentation about a new way of treating diabetes. They was in the conversation and the president was talking about that. A new innovative way, you know, to treat diabetes, which is it seems like it's all in the poor communities because we don't know how to eat, you know, and whatever else is a contributor to that. But I know we don't know how to eat, but I know that in Whittier, they got nutritionists over there. So folks, you know, like, what? Sometimes you eat stuff, it tastes good, but it's not good. It's not good for you. You know, and don't be all stuffed up and tell me, it's all right. And you look at your weight size and you say, uh-oh, too big. Too much this or too much that. But they can straighten that out over there, wouldn't you? If you go there, they got vehicles now.
Yes, if you can't come in, we'll come to you. But if you are able to come in, Mr. Fennell, you mentioned, you know, nutrition, which is also so important. We have a nutritionist on site. We have a teaching kitchen. We have a program here called Prescription for Health. So if you are a patient and you want and need access to resources that will help you with healthy lifestyle, we have something called Prescription for Health, where if you talk to your medical provider and they feel that you would be a good candidate for the program, they refer you. And what that does, you get a membership to our fitness center, which is also on site. You get a free membership. You get a schedule of classes, which include healthy cooking demonstrations, that we do walking. Now that the weather's turning nice, we're getting ready to have our walking group again. We have a community garden. All of this access to healthy living we have right here at the clinic, and we want to share that information and the resources to our patients.
Oh my goodness.
So a lot of people see fruits and vegetables and they just don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to make it taste good. They don't know how to, you know, prepare produce that they pick right from a garden. And so we have a nutritionist who actually teaches a class on how to do that.
So listen, let me just, you know, we're winding down. Everything good has to come to an end. You know that. But I want to say to you, Christine, thank you for coming in, my friend, and sharing some of the work. This is not all the work she does, so, got to get her back in here. I'm sorry, Christine. Christine, I got to call you back. I don't know when, but, you know, because you guys are, you know, y'all, they know the kids say, what's happening? Y'all, what's happening? You know what I'm saying?
And you're what's happening.
I want to say to the veterans, we have to be more attentive to what's going on with our housing situation. I was talking with some people without calling their names out, you know, that are part of city government. You know, our veterans we're not unique. Except we raised our hands to serve this country. We should not be homeless. We should not feel hopeless because we are not political pawns. We served. And let's recognize over at Whittier Stream, we thank them for that. But we need more now, fellas, ladies. We need you to stand up. We're going to be calling on you. Triad's going to be calling on you. We're going to do some programs in various places called the Bivouac Program. One of the stops, it has to be on Mondays at Whittier Street. We're going to find you where you are not supposed to be found. I'm tired of somebody standing on the sideline and I ask them a question because of their mannerisms. Are you a veteran? And they say, yeah. I said, well, what's happening? Why are you not seeking service? Oh, man, I ain't going over there. We want to bring them to the point where they will go over there and get whatever they need because we don't need to be homeless. We're not going to get involved in that political stuff because when you raised your hand, there wasn't no politician there. We must think as a collective, not as an individual. We are veterans of the United States military, the strongest military in the world. You hear what I said? The strongest military in the world. I had a great time today with you, Christine. I thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you for your continuous support and just having time to talk about what we do. And again, I'm so glad that you've mentioned the work of this team. It is a wonderful team, and
I love them people. You know, a couple of them might know my name, you know, and see me and stuff like that. I ain't going to call their name out on the air, you know, but I appreciate that. You know, I always did a thing with Channel 4, Christine, during Black History Month, and a guy, Lavelle Reed, came over only because of this president making room for us to do the interview in the boardroom. Because he wanted us to get the message out about Black veterans.
Mm-hmm.
That's supportive. It's a collective way of thinking to keep us from stinking. This has been a great show. I had a great time today. Christine, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your time with us. Congratulations on the work. 20 years coming, another 20. You think you're another 20, Christine?
I hope so. Okay. I hope so. This is home. Okay. And again, we take care of home. So we're just continuing the work.
Okay.
And I look forward to seeing you at all of our events and
okay.
at our Men's Health Summit.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. And give my regards
God bless
to
you.
The president.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.